you know, strange bedfellows, I would say.
Amen.
Brian, thanks for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, East.
Thank you, East. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We got to hit our top of the hour break. More news and views when we come back.
Joey Clark.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday after his indictment in New York City. Court officials confirmed the arrangement. His surrender will usher in the unprecedented scenario of a former U.S. commander-in-chief being arrested and arraigned. Russia has used its long-range arsenal to bombard several areas of Ukraine. The attacks killed at least two civilians. The bombardment came as Ukrainians commemorated the anniversary of the liberation of Bucha. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha weeks after they invaded Ukraine, stayed for about a month. Ukrainian troops retook the town. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 243 points now, the NASDAQ adding 141. This is SRN News.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter our founding history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be driving through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Three Alabama school systems has filed lawsuits against big social media companies. Montgomery Public Schools, Baldwin County Schools, and Tuscaloosa City Schools are filing the suit with the help of the Beasley Allen Law Firm. The case is against Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat. The suit says these companies preyed on youth and are responsible for a mental health crisis involving young people. The suit seeks funding and training from the companies. And there appears to be growing support to repeal the state's grocery tax. Alabama is one of three states that taxes groceries at the same rate as everything else you buy. State tax is at 4%, which generates hundreds of millions for the state education budget. In Montgomery, when you add local taxes, the overall grocery tax is 10%. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
President Joe Biden, it is true, as much as it pains me to say it, he is President Joe Biden, saying no comment, I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump's indictment, though that is what is in the national news constantly. The news broke yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, and man, I think this is just going to light a fire under Republicans, conservatives, and all sorts of other people in the populist movement to back Donald Trump. But we shall see. Trump was already leading by 20, 30 points even in a lot of polls against Ron DeSantis for the Republican nomination. And of course, DeSantis did put out a statement himself on the Trump indictment. Florida will not assist extradition request. Here's the full statement from Ron DeSantis on Twitter. Quote, the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at the issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. And many other candidates for president, including Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, everybody's put out comments. Mike Pence even put out comments that this is wrong. They should not do this to Donald Trump. And in the Congress, Kevin McCarthy issued his own statement. He's more focused on the DA there in Manhattan. Alvin Bragg, writes Kevin McCarthy on Twitter, has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election. As he routinely frees violent criminals to terrorize the public, he, Alvin Bragg, weaponized our sacred system of justice against President Donald Trump. I don't know how sacred things have been. Anyway, the American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account. Subpoenas, it seems, are coming. 272-9228, if you have any reaction to the indictment of Donald John Trump, 272-9228, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good Friday, Joey. Congratulations. You're going to enjoy these little kids so much. They're so damn smart. And remember, from the time they're born, they remember every damn thing they you say and do.
Thank you, Red Top. Good reminder, too.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's amazing how fast they learn. And just because they can't talk back to you don't mean they don't understand what's going on, because they really do.
Well said.
And it's great. And I hope the kid goes to Catholic school. That's a saving grace for so many people. President Vladimir Biden is very much in the club of now the totalitarian government club. And, you know, they are very dangerous, and I get a very bad deja vu. I'll repeat again, I've said this before, it's a miracle Donald Trump was not assassinated, considering his attitude and the things he did. If they could have gotten away with it, they would have done it. They got away with it on Kennedy, but they couldn't do it again. So, this is a nasty bunch, and we all knew John Kennedy had been, it was an inside job, and Lyndon Johnson had everything to do with it. It'd take a week for all of us down here to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. So, it was changing for, like 9/11 for my generation. I think the assassination of JFK was seminal.
That's when they took a good president out, because he was just too damn good. And it was both parties. And this is both parties are responsible for where we're at right now. The Republicans are responsible because they let these investigations go on his whole term and didn't have the balls to stop anything. And Jeff Sessions is at the top of my list, buddy. He's still the same person. I put Jeff Sessions in prison because he did not hold up the law, the Constitution, or any damn thing. He is a disgrace to this state. And did you catch the planetary lineup last night?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Or the past two nights?
No, I did not.
Damn, Joey, it was killer. Myself and my neighbors were watching it, and you couldn't see anything, and it was in a period of 5 seconds, all of a sudden Venus pops out. You know, that's the way it is at sunset. The planets just pop out as soon as the sun hits a certain place. And after about 30 minutes, you could see, it looked like Venus getting wider. And you could definitely tell it was Uranus at the bottom left-hand corner of Venus, and you could actually kind of see it, and then a long stream of light behind it. Everything's moving so fast, you know. We're moving 600 miles an hour standing here in Montgomery, Alabama. That's really how fast we're spinning. And so it's really hard to focus on something. But on a cell phone, you can get it pretty good.
There you go.
So it was really fun and exciting. And I think that may be the first time I've caught one of those. So next time it comes up, try to catch it. It's a lot of fun and a lot more inspiring than Vladimir Biden.
Yeah, it's wonder and awe, and it's humbling all at the same time. I appreciate it, Red Top.
Roll Tide, go Trump. See you guys.
272-9228. As I mentioned earlier, one of the guys that came out with a statement blasting this decision to indict Donald Trump is a young man running for president, Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, not only does Vivek Ramaswamy say this was a politically motivated indictment of the 45th president of the United States, says it's a dark moment in American history, says it will undermine public trust in our electoral system and justice system, all true, and there are a lot of folks saying that, goes on to say it's un-American, that principles should go beyond partisanship, let the American people decide who governs. Well, he also continued on to say that he thinks this is a threat of national divorce if we keep going down this road. Let's listen in. This is Vivek Ramaswamy.
I'm Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm running for president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, my competitor in this race, Donald Trump, was criminally indicted in a politically motivated prosecution. This is wrong. This is dangerous. We're skating on thin ice as a country right now. I think we may be heading on our way to a national divorce. I'm running for president because I care about a national revival instead, but this is a step in the wrong direction. You don't know what Alvin Bragg, he ran on a campaign, a political campaign for his position, pledging to investigate Donald Trump. You don't know what he did today. He delivered on a campaign promise. That is not how our justice system is supposed to work. Justice is supposed to be impartial. If this had been anybody else other than Donald Trump, on this set of facts, it would have been charged as a misdemeanor at most, if at all. Yet what we see right now is a ruling party in our country that will stop at nothing, even using police force to arrest its political opponents. We're not some banana republic, guys. We are the United States of America. We're supposed to be that shining city on a hill for the rest of the world that still gives hope to the free world as we know it. And yet look at what we have become today. This is not the America that I know. And you know what? You do have a constitutional right to protest this decision if you want to. The only ask I will make is do it peacefully and do it lawfully if that's the decision you make. Because, again, we're in dangerous times today. I care about having one country left at the end of this. And if Alvin Bragg or even Joe Biden wants to do something, let alone the rest of this Republican field, we can all unite to say that even if we're running against Donald Trump, we at least want to let the voters decide who gets to be the next president rather than some Javert-style prosecutor sitting in New York City. That is not the country I know. That is not the country that my parents came to. That is not the country that we pledge allegiance to. That is not the United States.
Again, that's Vivek Ramaswamy. He is running for president. And it's amazing. All these folks running against Trump are now defending Trump and on his side. And maybe I shouldn't be that amazed. But even Mike Pence, you know, on CNN, he said the Trump indictment for campaign finance issues is an outrage and sends a terrible message to the rest of the world. That's even come from Pence. So we'll see where this goes, and there's plenty of legal analysis to get to. But the message it does send is chilling, to put it mildly. Let's go to Cedric on line one. Hey, Cedric.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Listen, I think this is a moment in American history where all Americans should rally around the republic, because that is what we're fighting for, civil liberties across the board. And when you have political cartels that are just throwing care to the wind and attacking our foundations like they're doing with this indictment, going after a president of the United States, this is going to open the floodgates. So we need to meet them on this political battlefield. I think now is the time more than ever to go ahead and draft articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. I think now more than ever is the time for DAs across conservative districts in this country to consider how far this will go, and if they want to take this the full distance, the whole football field, then we need to draft plans to review former President Barack Obama's term, as well as former President Bill Clinton's term. I don't think this is a moment where we should play defense. I think this is a moment where we can be as proactive as possible for this republic on a local level. I think in the absence of leadership in the governor's seat, now is the time more than ever for conservative leaders in our state legislature, including our lieutenant governor, and statewide constitutional offices to step up. Tell us your principles and your values. Tell us what you support and what you don't support, so we will know where our leaders are. As the old saying goes, oh Lord, our enemies we can handle, but save us from our friends. And I brought that up to state that going back to the 2020 election, if you go to every single battleground state, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia, those state legislatures were controlled by Republicans. So I think we need to do some soul searching right now more than ever, that former President Donald Trump is being attacked across the board. There was a new poll out that stated 62% of the American people, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, see this as a political witch hunt, a political motivated tactic. So we need to step up to the plate, and we need to hold the line for liberty and defend this republic. A couple of weeks ago, I called in to voice my support for a Senate bill that would strengthen patient rights and visitation and their civil liberties, because we went through a lot of restrictions and draconian policies because of the COVID restrictions. I'm happy to inform everyone that Senate bill has passed. It has been renamed Senate Bill 113. I ask the viewers, the listeners, to look up the bill, call your state representative now, and tell them you support the bill as is, and you wanted it voted on in this special session. One of the sponsors in our viewing area is Senator Barfoot. Thank you, sir, for your leadership. Thank you for standing in the gap for our civil liberties. And again, whether it's the state level, local level, or national level, conservatives, now is the time to rally around this republic and fight back politically, ideologically, and culturally. We have to hold that line for liberty. You guys stay vigilant.
Thank you, Cedric. Appreciate you. Great call. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team can help you with your roof. I mean, when it comes to owning a home, it's probably your most expensive and long-term investment, and your roof's a big part of that home, obviously. Well, you don't have to wait until there is a big problem. I'm looking at storm damage there in Mississippi, and I know we've had plenty of that damage here in Alabama and in this part of the state. You don't have to wait until you have that big problem, though, of course, River Region Contracting can help you with something like that. Maybe you just need to get an inspection. You haven't done so in, you know, say 3 or 5 years. Maybe the storm that just rolled through, you're not sure if any damage happened, but you're a little worried that something might have happened that you can't see, that you don't know how to see. Well, River Region Contracting can come out, and here's the great news. When you call them at 356-8635, their inspections and estimates are always free, and they're a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance company might cover. They can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and swift experience. Again, that number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Papa B on line two.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Papa B, how are you?
I'm feeling more and more like Greg Dale feels these days.
Well, I hear you.
So, this indictment thing, man, you know, it just is never going to stop. There are people that just will not rest until they get what they want, even if they can't get it. But, you know, my thoughts are, look, the DOJ, that pack of hyenas up there, trying their best to get Trump on something, looked at this, and they couldn't find it. Are you telling me that this hobo from Hoboken can, you know, now do what the DOJ couldn't? It doesn't make any sense. The only thing that does make sense is it's all politically motivated. It's all just a bunch of baloney. And, you know, I don't really watch TV anymore, but I saw the news clip of Lindsey Graham. You know, occasionally he's worth listening to.
Oh, was he getting real angry? Like, just putting it on, I'm so tired of this.
He put his red spandex on for this.
Did you know, by the way, that if Trump, he's probably not going to be put in cuffs properly, but he will be arrested and processed. He will be first president to be arrested since Ulysses S. Grant in 1876. The 18th president was pulled over by a police officer in that year in D.C. The officer's name was William West, apparently for speeding in his horse and buggy. And he told President Grant, duty is duty, sir, and I will have to place you under arrest. Grant got out of jail with a $20 fine.
Now, oh, my goodness. What a mess. And, you know, well, Lindsey, I'll paraphrase this because, you know, I think Hannity asked him, he said, what would this 35 counts or whatever it is be about? Lindsey said something to the effect, well, if you take a big pile of poop and you divide it up 35 ways, you get 35 little piles of poop, you know. And he's right about that. So, for another time, I went right online and I donated to Trump. I don't donate to the Republican Party. Not anymore. And I have good reason for that, because I don't think the Republican Party is for me, you know,
right.
As much as, well, you know, Trump, at least he fights. So I think this is going to benefit Trump in the end. I think he's going to turn around and, you know, certainly it has shown a lot of people that, you know, there's some bad folks that just won't rest at all. They have to be defeated.
And they need to be defeated soundly. This has to be, you know, everybody predicting the red wave in 2022 missed out greatly, but this has to be a movement bigger than Republicans and Democrats, and that's a heck of a task to take on, but it has to be.
Yes, sir. All right, well, anyway, thanks for letting me call you.
Appreciate it, Papa B.
All right, bye.
272-9228. Again, if you want to get in on the program, we'll be right back after this.
Joey Clark.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, it seems like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, a story we just haven't covered this week. But if, it's one thing to say, oh, the deep state's a deep conspiracy. It's just the musings of crazy people who really are bigoted. Then today, they're racist, they're sexist, they're anti-Semitic, they're all these things. No, but the administrative state is quite real. The unelected bureaucracy with immense powers is quite real. And this story broke earlier in the week. It's quite amazing. While one of the journalists behind the Twitter files was testifying about his findings in front of Congress, he was also being harassed by the government, in particular, the IRS. IRS agents showed up at his house unannounced. That's right. Matt Taibbi was in Washington, D.C. in early March to testify about the evidence he found of the government's abuse of its relationship with Twitter and big tech to censor speech and control what Americans saw on their social media feeds. Meanwhile, as he was doing that, the IRS had sent their folks out to Matt Taibbi's home to make an unscheduled visit. But this is totally non-intimidation. Totally. The Wall Street Journal reported that Taibbi was visited because his previous tax returns from 2018 and 2021 had been rejected. But they decided that an in-person meeting was warranted instead of an electronic communication like you would normally expect. It's quote-unquote not clear, according to the Wall Street Journal, why. Of course, Ted Cruz chimed in to remind us that this is just par for the course with the IRS. Cruz said on Twitter, "This absolutely stinks to high heaven. The IRS has a troubling history of targeting the political enemies of Democrats. The IRS should never be in the business of harassing the American people." Yet they do it all the time. The administrative state does it all the time. And often it's like, well, this is our mission as bureaucrats. If you can't punish your so-called enemies and reward your friends, why are you even in politics, right? Oh, wait, do you think you have a higher calling? That you have a duty higher than the basic fundamentals of reward your friends, punish your enemies? What, are you bringing morality to the table? Standards and principles that might be eternal? Get out of town, you dope. You ain't Jefferson Smith from a Frank Capra flick. But here, one Republican had the opportunity, after this news broke about the IRS visiting Matt Taibbi, to ask Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, personally about this? Did she know about it?
Committee, a couple weeks ago, we had a journalist before us, Matt Taibbi, who, by the way, is not a conservative. He's an independent journalist, but is known to be progressive or to the left, not to the right. And during the few hours that he's appearing before Congress, an IRS agent appears at his home and leaves him a note. Are you familiar with this? Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, it's been well reported, and I can tell you more details, but here it is. A journalist is appearing before Congress to talk about the weaponization of the federal government, and during that time, an IRS agent goes to the home. I got to tell you, I have never heard of an IRS agent making an appearance at someone's home, short of them being under investigation for fraud or to want to be questioned for fraud. And I would ask, I mean, you're an economist, you're a mathematician. What are the chances of that being just luck, that the IRS appeared at someone's home while he's testifying about weaponization of federal government before Congress? Because I think it's minuscule. I think it's one in a million or less. And you weren't aware of that, but now I've told you about it. I need to ask you, with the direct oversight of the IRS, does that bother you?
It's certainly something that I would want to look into. I'm not aware that IRS agents do that, except, as you said, in cases where there's an investigation.
That's exactly
for
right.
For lawbreaking. That's
and according, again, to the Wall Street Journal, it was because Taibbi's tax returns that he turned in from 18 and 21 were just rejected. That doesn't add up. That doesn't amount to fraud.
Underway.
It seems remarkable that this was a coincidence. It seems nearly impossible. And one comment, if I could, I want to be respectful of our time. The U.S. government collects taxes almost entirely because people are willing to volunteer to compliance. That only works if they trust the IRS and the tax policy and tax engagement. And when we hear things like this, it breaks that trust. And we've sent a letter to you asking for information regarding this communications, and I would ask that you would commit that you'll provide that information.
Yeah, okay, now you've just gone off the rail. Yeah, the American people voluntarily pay their taxes. No, people pay their taxes under threat of punishment. Most people, that is. 272-9228. Amazing story. And you can just go down the list of so many things we've seen. Abuses of governmental power and, in general, bad outcomes. As I mentioned earlier, China and Brazil have struck a deal to ditch the U.S. dollar. You've got, you know, four-star generals and the Secretary of Defense who used to be on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Lloyd Austin, all saying, well, the Russians have been decimated and they're really hurt by the Ukrainians. We'll see. Just like General Milley said, well, the Afghan army is 500,000 men strong. They'll be able to hold back the Taliban. At the end of the day, I just don't believe these folks anymore. And if this particular congressman, Stewart, who was asking Janet Yellen about the IRS, thinks that, oh, the problem is we're losing. No, the trust has already been lost. It's been lost for many reasons and good reasons. You're not required to trust institutions, especially government institutions, built off force when they do not behave in a trustworthy manner. And when they are continually giving the American people they supposedly serve and represent bad outcomes. While their friends and buddies and cronies get bailed out and taken care of. Wonder the American people don't trust their institutions anymore. At the end of the day, it'll be about, well, what we decide at the end of this year, into next year, with who will represent the American people. Right now, with this arrest of Donald John Trump, he seems to be in the driver's seat. But a lot can happen in just a few months. And, of course, you've still got the special counsel looking into Trump about classified documents, and you've got the Georgia grand jury and investigation of Donald Trump. We're not even in April yet, and this year is already becoming a bit crazy for my liking. 272-9228 is part of the program brought to you by, well, Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team, well, they can help you. Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, they can walk you through that home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. They can help you every step of the way in between. And if you're right now dealing with a lot of debts, especially credit card debts with ridiculous interest rates, it's really a weight on your back. Well, why not, if you have a mortgage with equity built up, go see Kim and Madeline at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they can help you with a great refinance deal. Better to pay 7, 8% on a mortgage than it is 19, 20-something percent on a credit card debt. They can help you get back on your feet, financially speaking. And also, do not forget, they are VA home loan specialists there at Alabama Home Mortgage. That means if you're a veteran and you're listening right now and you realize I haven't taken advantage of the VA home loans, well, because it's probably a bureaucratic mess or not. Kim and Madeline are VA home loan certified. Again, they've done extra education in order to help veterans take advantage of benefits here that you veterans earn through your service. And it's the best deal in town. You can't get better than the VA home loan programs. So call up Alabama Home Mortgage today. You can always call them at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest Rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, I'm looking at a report here that says, according to the Brazilian government, China and Brazil have reached a deal to trade in their own currencies, ditching the U.S. dollar as an intermediary entirely. The deal, Beijing's latest salvo against the almighty greenback, will enable China, the top rival to U.S. economic hegemony, and Brazil, the biggest economy in Latin America, to conduct their massive trade, which amounts to about $150 billion a year, in financial transactions directly, exchanging yuan for reais, I don't even know what the Brazilian currency is, and vice versa, going back and forth instead of finalizing things in the U.S. dollar. In doing so, China extends its bilateral USD exempting currency arrangements beyond countries such as Russia, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia to now include the Latin American exporting powerhouse. Elon Musk is even saying, serious issue, U.S. policy has been too heavy-handed, making countries want to ditch the dollar. Combined with excess government spending, which forces other countries to absorb a significant part of our inflation, and they're tired of it. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow or maybe even next year with losing world reserve status, but this push right now and this move in this direction by China and so many other nations around the world should be one of the top issues on everybody's minds. Because if we do lose world reserve status, we'll hold on to your butts. Let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. You just brought up Brazil. Went to Brazil one time. I was going with somebody else, and they're going, yeah, don't worry about it. I got it. I speak Spanish. I said, that ain't going to help you. They speak Portuguese. They don't speak Spanish.
I mean, that's true.
Just because they got a tan don't mean they speak Spanish, dude. Anyway. So now I forgot what I was calling about. Oh, no.
The IRS, maybe?
Oh, Donald Trump. Hmm. Okay. So here's the deal. If the Democrats are not smart, but if Biden was smart, because you know, if they go through this, circus, whatever. And, I mean, it's not even a serious crime anyway. I mean, if anything, that lady's guilty of extortion. And it doesn't matter. He was doing it to, keep his wife from being embarrassed. And presidents have been, a lot of presidents, not all presidents, but, there's been a lot of presidents that have affairs outside of office. We read about it in history all the time. It's not that big a deal. Nobody's really worried about that.
Right.
But every Republican in every race throughout the entire country is going to talk about how the Democrats did this, using the judicial system as a political weapon against you and against Republicans. And they're going to lose races over it. What Biden ought to do is, right now, say, look, somebody draw me up a piece of paper, because I know he don't know how to do it. he plagiarized that paper back in law school. Somebody draw me up a piece of paper to pardon him, and let's just get this over with. And then that takes the wind out of Trump's sails right there.
Possibly. Actually, that would be, I think, a smart move on Biden's part.
Yeah, well, see, he don't play cards. He don't know how to do that.
Right.
He ain't smart.
But it's almost like a strategic mercy. That makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody's telling you congratulations, you know, on being an uncle and everything. You know, the thing is, I mean, you didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, you better not have.
No, I didn't.
And, I mean, what are you, a Biden? Anyway. All right, dude. I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You too. 272-9228. We should be talking to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances here after this very quick break. Y'all stay tuned. More news and views. And I hear rumors that Eddie might be stopping by. Huh. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at CAFCO's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. CAFCO's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views on a Friday. And as promised, we have on the phone here Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Michael, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Joey.
Good to hear. So tell, I'm looking at, I still got you here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking at thinkcohens.com, and, you know, I've experienced the service y'all offer personally, but I know there are a lot of folks that speak highly of y'all because of that excellent service.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way that we can sustain against all the big box stores, you know, forever. You know, to me, big box stores kind of started with Circuit City, but, you know, they've come and they've gone and, you know, and we've tried to weather the storm. Lately what I've heard a lot of is we go in to do an install, someone else has already hung a television showing here and there because they couldn't get down the wall or they couldn't do this. My guy comes in there, and when he leaves, all the wires are cleaned up, and he's got the expertise to run wires up the wall and to fight through cross bracing, and, you know, if he needs to move something, he can get it moved, but he gets everything put back, and once he leaves, it looks like there's a TV just floating in the middle of the wall, and it's all wireless because there's no wires showing. They're all in the wall, connected to the television, and, you know, everything works fluidly.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, so many people come to us and they want to buy an entertainment system, and invariably what they end up doing is, you know, they may save a buck and buy a cheaper TV, and they may get their buddies to come over there and drink a six-pack and help them hang their TV. But at the end of the day, they put up with a lot more of a substandard install because it's their home than what they would allow us to do. And when my guy comes in there, he's on the A-plus all the way. And they can't believe how easy he makes it look and then how well it turns out. And then because he does it so nice, and most of the time, everything is super easy for them to operate.
Well, and I know in my experience, we didn't hang it in my place, but he stuck around to make sure, okay, do we have your Wi-Fi set up? Do we have all your accounts on the TV set up well? Here's some preferences, teaching you the menus and all the options available. It's just the attention to detail and, you know, the patience to take the time to do it the right way. This is why you all deliver confidence.
Well, and that's what we aspire to do. And you know, and I guess that's why we're so fortunate to have all the repeat business that we've enjoyed over the years is because, you know, I can't pay for advertising where you go out and brag to your friends about what an easy process it was and how good it turned out.
Right. But it really is, I'm still loving it. I think you saw that I wrote my op-ed this week for 1819 all about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And
right.
Even those classic movies on that big screen, they come to life again. It's fantastic to see.
That's right. You get to re-enjoy everything that you've already watched because now it looks different. It looks better.
There you go. And now I'm looking at thinkcohens.com. It's a great way, folks, to check out everything they have there at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. And, of course, folks can call you at 277-8890. And y'all still located there at the same spot, 2515 Eastern Bypass?
Yes, sir, 2515. We're right between the U-Haul and Rudy's. We're here until 6 o'clock Monday through Friday. We're here until 4 o'clock on Saturdays. And, you know, come see us. We want to take care of you.
Well, I always appreciate the time, Michael, and I think we're going to talk again on Tuesday, and I hadn't told the audience yet, I will be off on Monday against my will. I have been summoned to jury duty, and let's just hope they don't put me on the jury, but we'll see.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Again, Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Yeah, I got to take Monday off, because I got to go sit there in a jury pool. And we've got backup plans if the worst. I know it wasn't for this job that I love so much, especially with so much going on in the news, I think I'd be excited to serve on a jury, but not with all the attention I pay to this gig. I'm married to the job. Let's go to Average Joe for the top of the hour break. Hey, Average Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Good luck on that jury duty. the caller before talked about Biden pardoning Trump. Are the charges that they're proposing, are they state or federal? Because I didn't think a president could pardon you for state crimes. I thought he could only pardon you for federal crimes.
Well, and that's how funky this case is, that I think the theory that Alvin Bragg has put forth is that because he committed a federal crime and broke federal law, he must have broken state law as well. So it is a federal elections charge, but New York has redundancies. This is why this is such nonsense. I don't think it's going to hold up by any means. But yeah, I think there is a federal nexus to this because they're saying, hey, he paid hush money that was essentially should have been counted towards a contribution to his campaign.
Well, have they unsealed the indictment yet? I hadn't heard.
Not that I've seen, but I'll keep checking.
Because, I'd read how it's a misdemeanor. But unless he's breaking another law, like the federal campaign law, whatever, that can make it a felony. But it all reeks of, and I'm not a big Trump fan. I mean, I vote for him, but you know he's crazy,
right?
And he's not I don't know that he's going to help the country. And if he's the one who's going to be running against Biden. We'll see. This might actually help him, but the sad thing is, this is the best we can do. Joe Biden and Donald Trump is running for the presidency of the United States of America. That's really the best we can do. We got no better.
I'm gonna guess, Joe, that you're not a boomer.
I am right between boomer and whatever the next one is.
Gen X, yeah.